money, paper, cash. The reality is that money is a tool to do the things that we need to do in this world system to advance God's gospel message. Isn't that awesome? And that's why I'm so excited today to have a guest with me. His name is Robert Watkins, and he is the CEO of Conquer Worldwide, a financial company that's on a mission to provide you the financial resources, solutions, principles to take your ideas and move them into a system of kingdom economics. Dr. Watkins is the author of the book, Never Chase a Paycheck Again. Isn't that awesome? In fact, it's an entire system to teach you powerful lessons, watch this, to finance your life. That's right. This man with us today has empowered over 250,000 business leaders across the world, and he's here to empower you today. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome you back into the show. Today with me is a very special guest. If you're just tuning in, he's the author of the brand new book, Never Chase a Paycheck Again. I'm going to read that tagline. Watch this. Powerful lessons to finance your life. Dr. Robert J. Watkins has dedicated his life to helping people maximize their financial and business potential. Dr. Watkins, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've dedicated a lot to teaching people how to get to where they need to be financially. So that says to me that you have observed something. Over the course of your life and profession, encountering thousands of people, you've likely identified a common denominator.
You're right. There's one thing that I do day in and day out, my staff. It's all we do is helping people to fulfill the will of God from an economic standpoint. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I discover all across the world, especially here in the United States, is people just don't have an understanding of kingdom economics.
Just what is kingdom economics?
Well, if we look at the word kingdom, what is the kingdom of God? That's a great question. Disciples ask that question. Mm-hmm. And it is God's way of doing things. It is God's system. Money is a God word. Wealth is a God word. Ooh. Real estate is a God word. These were uttered out of the mouth and the heart of God. It's right there in the Bible. We don't have to go to Wall Street.
Well,
there's more than 2,350 verses on how to handle money, how to buy real estate, how to start a business, how to grow it, how to invest it.
If there's that many scriptures in the Bible having to do with finances, economics, can I just boil it down and
sure.
say money?
Absolutely.
Then how important was it to, or is it to God?
It's very important because it's really not about our money. It's about our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in financial debt, now you have to go do something, in most cases, outside the will of God.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that working a job is a bad thing. If a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. But there is a will of God that all of us have, that all of us should be enjoying, the perfect will of God, the very thing that why we were born.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us never get there because we're so distracted by debt. You know, and I talk to a lot of Christians. I'm in about 100 churches a year.
Wow.
And the one thing I see why most Christians are in debt is because of what I call financial lust, trying to get something in your life that you have not yet earned.
Yeah.
And so now you have this houses and cars and all these other things, you have this big debt. Now when God says to give $1,000, you can't do it because yeah. it's trapped in debt.
Right.
So God wants us free, not just from debt, but he wants us free to produce enough abundance, which is what I teach in the book, so you have enough to write your pastor $1,000 or send your kids to college debt-free
yeah.
or take a vacation whenever you want to or own the business or whatever it is that you want to do that God tells you to do. Most of us never get there. And I mean, very few people who are free to walk in this financial abundance because we're so much in debt and we need to educate ourselves.
Separate fact from fiction. Okay, I'm going to mess some people's thinking up that believe that money is a bad thing.
Well, Psalms 112, verse 3 says, wealth and riches shall be in our house. This is something, wealth was God's idea. Wealth is anything that can be handed down from generation to generation. You can't see wealth. Wealth is an attitude. Wealth is a business plan. Wealth is, it's intangible. You know, we look at a big house and we say, well, that's wealth. That's not wealth. That's riches. Mm-hmm. Riches follows a wealthy mindset. So when we understand wealth, then money becomes very easy.
Yeah.
So money is not a bad thing. Money is, as the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, that money answereth all things. Solomon wrote that, the richest, wisest man ever to live. He said it answers all things. And 98% of most people's problems is economic.
Yeah.
And when that's resolved, we're going to see peace. We're going to see happiness. We're going to see joy.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to smile from your heart a little bit more. Because there's nothing like a Christian who was giving out of abundance.
And I just believe that a lot of people have fallen into a pattern of thinking because all they know is broke. All they know is lack. All they know is not enough. That instead of recognizing, as you talk about, that, no, we were designed to not live in lack. We were destined to not be broke. And that money is not a bad word. That prosperity is not a bad word.
Money is important. Money is important to our marriages. Money is important to our children. Money is important. God defines a good man not by what you do on the earth, but what you leave behind.
Is that inheritance?
Absolutely. Well, we know what the Bible says, that a good man leaves an inheritance.
Wow.
For his children's children. Three generations. So we're working for a paycheck. We don't even know how much money we're going to have next week, let alone the next three generations.
Yeah.
Because we're money-minded and not wealthy-minded. We'll become wealthy-minded. Money follows wealth.
So how fitting a leap point into what we're here to talk about, which is that most people are working for a paycheck. And your book says we're never to chase one again.
Yeah.
Why'd you write the book?
I grew up in a time where it was heretical to talk about money in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So I never got the information as it relates to money. So I spent most of my adult life broke. And it's stressful. And the number one cause of death is stress.
Wow. Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Number one cause of divorce is financial insecurity and lack. And when I realized God wants me to prosper, now what is my response to that? Educate myself.
Amen.
Is get the right information out, because I had the wrong information.
Wow.
And most of us have the wrong information. So the wrong information kept me in bondage. It kept me with bad credit. It kept me living in the projects. It kept me living in apartments. It kept me, you know, walking around in plastic shoes. It kept me walking in lack.
Wow.
Because I had the wrong information. And that's why we created this system, to relieve the financial stress in the lives of people. And I've done everything that we do. I started a financial company so we can finance the people of God, write books, all of our videos. Everything I do is because of that stress.
Wow.
And the way I got out of it, I was in a place of holy frustration, trying to understand what my purpose was. And God said that I'm a king and a priest. Now, I've never seen a broke king before.
Mm-hmm.
And every king that I've ever met and known owned land.
Yeah.
And I looked around in the church. Nobody had money. Nobody owned land. And everyone was stressed.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wrote this book.
Wow.
To relieve the financial stress of people who are burdened by finances. And most people don't have a plan.
Yeah.
Your financial peace is in your plan.
Right.
And if you don't have a plan, then you don't have peace.
Yeah.
No plan, no peace.
What's it say in Habakkuk?
Habakkuk 2 and 2. He said, write the vision down and make it plain.
That's it. That's so powerful. So to me, that's a defining point, because most of you don't have a plan. All right? The plan we have, the extent of our planning is, I hope I can get by today and this week, and I hope I can pay my bills, right? I hope I can keep from the foreclosure happening. I hope that I can keep the snatch man from taking my car. I hope that, you know, I can get enough money to eat this week.
Yeah.
What is God's vocabulary? Is broken God's vocabulary, Robert?
No, not at all.
Is repossession and foreclosure in God's vocabulary? Uh-uh. Is divorce and sickness the result of stress from money problems in God's vocabulary? No. What is in God's vocabulary? Well, man, I hear God shouting right now saying that we're never to chase a paycheck. We weren't designed to chase a paycheck, were we?
No, not at all. We were designed to chase God, designed to chase our purpose, designed to chase the Word of God, designed to chase the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
So where our chasing is in the wrong place. We're exchanging our time for money. That was never the will of God. The will of God was for us to chase him and paychecks and money and opportunities and the things that we need in our earthly life. It should be following us. That's why he said signs and wonders shall follow us. So what I'm trying to do is get people to think differently about their problems. I know there are people out there with real problems and real bills, and you need a solution. Even more so of a solution, you need a plan. Yeah. That's what this system does. It gives them a step-by-step plan so you can pick this book up. I wrote this book in a third grade level. Mm-hmm. So you can pick this book up and follow the recipe.
If the scripture's right, we're supposed to write it down. I say, well, I don't even know where to start. Well, guess what? You just told me you've written it down.
I made it plain.
All we've got to do is understand it and follow it.
Right.
And it is a system based on kingdom economics.
That's right. God wants you free. Mm-hmm. God wants you not to be relying upon anything that's in this world, including a job, including Wall Street, including anything that is tangible. God wants you dependent upon the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God for you? It's God's system. If you don't have a system, maybe you're not in God's perfect will. That's maybe right. You're in God's general will, but not God's perfect will. So this is a system, God's way of doing things from an economic standpoint, so you can be free. And that is the paradigm shift that we're not hearing in our churches, which is not. We're not being taught this. And this system, biblically speaking, will make sure you have the resources that you need to do what God has called you to do in God's system. So we got to change systems. Mm-hmm. So many of us are relying upon the world system, which is broken. The government's broke, Wall Street's broken, everything's broke, and you're relying upon a broken system. Well, we're going to fix that with the Never Chase the Paycheck Again system.
Do you believe that there are people watching that were appointed to be here for this moment to get their hands on this kind of information?
Absolutely.
Because it's a solution to bring true change through their life? Do you believe that?
I believe that. I believe that many people that are watching have asked God, please deliver me from this financial mess that I'm in. Or please give me insight and wisdom to know how to unlock the things that I need to do to fulfill my purpose. You have a purpose in life. We have to start there. We don't start with some sort of get-rich scheme. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in prosperity prep rallies. I believe in understanding your purpose. When you call our office and the people that we deal with and we have a chance to consult with people, the first thing we want to know is, what has God called you to do?
Oh, that's good.
What is your purpose? And most people are like, wow, I don't know. Well, that's why you're in the position that you're in. So once we get clarity on your purpose, then we can build a plan around your purpose. Then we can finance that purpose. Because God only endorses and finances that which he ordains.
That's good.
Now it's God's responsibility now to make sure you have what you need. So it makes our job a lot easier, which is just to be a facilitator of the resources that God has given us.
You didn't just whip this up in the garage. This is years and years. I'm talking probably an immense investment by you that we would probably have to pay thousands of dollars to get our hands onto from all these other sources. And you've boiled it all down into one system for us that makes it easy. But it's not you. It's kingdom concepts. I mean, it's as though we have the ability through this connection to tap into a pipeline of supernatural understanding of how to work in kingdom economics. And you're right, man. God owns it all.
He owns it all.
He owns it all.
Yeah.
It means he got all the dough.
That's right.
He's got all the gold.
Right.
Is it safe to say he's just looking for people that are going to do what they're supposed to do with that gold?
Yeah.
For his kingdom to push it through?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Absolutely. You know, how he dealt with Adam in the Garden of Eden, he showed Adam where the gold was. And taking that model, God said, he gave me a model on how to show people. That's why when I'm teaching, I'm in churches and I'm showing people where their gold is. Mm-hmm. Their gold is what we see there in Psalms, where the Bible says that he's called us to our wealthy place. There's a place, the same place that God showed Adam. And that's what we're doing here. God is showing you where your gold is.
That's good.
He's showing you where your place of prosperity is not my place of prosperity. I'm not trying to be you. You're not trying to be me. Yeah. I'm staying in my lane. You stay in your lane. When we come together, guess what? We got double gold.
Oh, amen. Amen.
But if I'm in lack and you're in lack, our impact is very small. And really, how do I define success? It's not by how much is in your bank account. It's by one thing only. impact.
Wow.
What type of impact are you making? And the more you have, the more impact you can make.
So once we understand the vision, like where are we going, then it's easy because you, through the system, help us map out the steps to actually begin achieving financial freedom. Mm-hmm. Robert, is part of the process that you cover how to get out of the debt situation I'm in and stay out of it?
Yeah. Most people don't have an income problem. They have a management problem. Mm. So once we understand the vision, then Ecclesiastes 11 and 2 says that invest in 7, yea, 8 income streams, for you don't know what evil may come upon the land. The reason why the purpose and the vision is so clear, because now we're building 7 income streams around that purpose. This system shows you how to develop 7, yea, 8 income streams. Why? For you don't know what evil may come upon the land. I don't know what the stock market is doing. You know what? I don't care. I don't know what Wall Street is doing right now. I don't care. It's because I'm consumed and occupied with the purpose that God has given me, and now all of these other streams are coming out of this purpose that's in my life.
Do you mean to tell me you weren't paying attention to the Wall Street dilemma because you had so many other income streams that you weren't relying upon the one?
No.
Well, most people watching are completely dependent upon the one, and it's that paycheck that you described should be chasing you, not the other way around. But are you telling me that the system, beyond helping me cast vision or identifying the one birthed in me, right? Mm-hmm. Help me get out of debt, but help me what? To unlock the entrepreneur in me?
It's certainly for the entrepreneur, but it's for every Christian.
Why do people not say yes? Show me the way.
It's fear. It's fear that it's not going to work for them. They've tried a lot of other things that hasn't worked. And the challenge is, if it's not based on kingdom principles, the word of God, the scriptures, if God is not in it, then you may as well play the lottery.
Yeah.
77% of the people who play the lottery are poor, broke people. And their strategy is trying to get rich off of a broken system that's designed to keep them where they are. So their strategy is a hoping and a praying. And that's why a lot of people are out there today, they don't have a strategy, they just have a hope and a prayer. Hoping and a praying is not a strategy.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do is get people to change systems again. And so now it's not just a hoping and a praying, it's I'm walking by faith and I will get results. The only thing I'm after here is manifestation.
Explain.
I wanna see, if God's called you to an entrepreneur, I want you to be that. Some of you can cook chicken better than the Colonel Sanders. Well, what's the difference then? The Colonel Sanders making billions of dollars and you're just making it just for people and you can't pay your bills. The difference is Colonel Sanders wrote the vision down. He wrote a recipe down. He used the principles.
Right.
He used the same principles that we're talking about. He wrote the vision down and made it plain. See, we think Colonel Sanders is wealthy because of the real estate, the money, the employees. He was wealthy when he wrote the vision down. Remember, we can't see wealth. Those are riches. The real estate, the money, the employees, all those things follow one thing, the secret recipe.
Ooh, that's good.
That's why the Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:29, that his secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things that are revealed belong to us and our children forever. And what I'm revealing here is a secret recipe that will be enough to attract the resources and relationships and opportunities you need to do what God has called you to do.
My God, man, you know how powerful that is?
Yeah.
God's word works every time, and God's word declares that you are not to be struggling and down and broke and falling apart because of money. Yeah. You're supposed to be living as a king, amen?
Amen.
And that means we got to do what kings do. And I just happen to believe that there is a time in every king's life where he said, I must make an investment into the information that's going to get me to my kingship. You see, because God already declared I'm a king, but I got to do something. Mm-hmm. What's the definition of insanity? How do they say it?
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Yeah. I mean, because we're going to keep doing the same thing. We're going to wake up tomorrow feeling the same way we did today and keep doing what we did today to be where we are, right? I'm ready to do something. Different.
Amen.
That means I must get something different into my hands so that I know what to do. And that's a call to everybody watching. I know a lot of people are saying, I don't even have, you know, $2 to rub together, much less to sow a seed to get some information that can change my life. What, pardon me? Uh-huh. To sow a seed to get some information to change my life. Because Robert, you were there one day too. You sowed a seed, you got information, and God gave it back to you. How many times over?
Oh, I can't count it. Every day. It's not about even what I have received and how God has enriched my life, and He has. It's the things that hadn't happened that I can't see.
Wow.
That's abundance too. And so there is a faith part of this that we take into account. But you're right, you have to do something. And that's the one thing, even God can't make you do something. So God places it before you, but you have to take the next step.
I want to have you come back and record the three most significant things you need to know about money that will shift everything. I'm going to sow a seed into your life by having you record that here. My gift to you and your company. Yes. If you'll sow a seed into their life by giving that to the first 100 callers.
I love to do that. And all the years that I spent poor, I wasn't poor. I was poor, one level below poor. But here's why I discovered. And I remember praying to God, Lord, why am I so poor? And here's what God said. He gave me an acronym, P-O-O-R. Mm. Passed over opportunities repeatedly.
Whew.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Many of us are poor because we pass over opportunities repeatedly.
My God.
Either because of fear or lack of faith or you don't believe. God can't do anything with someone's unbelief. So we're going to give them those three things, and it's going to change their lives. I can't wait.
We're going to go to a break and let our announcer share with you an amazing bundle that you won't find anywhere else. I mean, all of the different elements that Robert has pulled together, you'll find here, you'll find there, you'll find here, but he has pulled them together, and here on this special edition of One-on-One for a fraction of the cost that you would spend getting it in all of these different places. One single bundle pulled together, workbook, book, some audio and video teaching helps, and allowing you to connect to your personal financial advisor to move forward in this thing called life. We love you. We'll be right back right after this.
Imagine living a life free of financial worry. One with money to not only pay your bills, but to also have enough to take that luxurious vacation, buy that car you've had your eye on, and to live in the house of your dreams. Unfortunately, like so many others, you are saddled by debt, living paycheck to paycheck and barely making ends meet. No matter how hard you try, you just can't ever seem to get ahead. Well, today is the day you can turn it all around and begin experiencing the wealth God desires for you to have. The Bible is full of strategies, secrets even, to propel you into a life of wealth and prosperity. And Dr. Watkins' exclusive Financial Empowerment Collection reveals them to you and shows you how to take action and begin living the life you dream about. At the center of this collection is the book, Never Chase a Paycheck Again, where Dr. Watkins shares practical insights and biblical wisdom to help you experience true wealth in every area of your life. Implementing these tools will not only create a turning point for you, but it will also help you produce a stream of generational wealth for your children and grandchildren. Next, you will receive Dr. Watkins' workbook, 12 Ways to Be Your Own Boss. Stop wasting time and energy in that unfulfilling job that keeps you away from your family, leaves you exhausted, and still barely pays the bills. This step-by-step workbook walks you through vital principles that will guide you from where you are to a life where you are doing something that you love to do while creating your own income. But wait, there's more. As part of this special television offer, Damon will send you the uncut interview with Dr. Watkins and himself, where they dive even deeper into the strategies you need to know to produce personal financial freedom for you, your family, and your future. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, Damon will also include Dr. Watkins' exclusive one-on-one DVD teaching, Three Things You Need to Know About Money. This powerful, spirit-led message will shift your life toward financial security. This amazing offer is available to you right now for your love gift of only $75. Because Damon wholeheartedly believes that this financial empowerment collection will change your life, he wants to give you every reason to stop what you're doing right now and make the call that can help you experience financial stability and begin living life on your own terms. If you call now, you can receive everything that Dr. Watkins has to offer for two easy payments of just $37.50. So that's Dr. Robert Watkin's book, Never Chase a Paycheck Again, his workbook, 12 Ways to Be Your Own Boss, and the full-length interview with Damon and Dr. Watkins. Plus, for the first 100 callers, you will receive Dr. Watkins' exclusive teaching CD, The 3 Things You Need to Know About Money, at no additional cost. Now's the time to embrace your God-given value so you can experience a supernatural shift in your finances. Don't wait another moment. This amazing offer is available to you only while supplies last. Call or go online now.
I trust that you have taken just a minute or two to pick up the phone or write down the number to get your hands on this amazing bundle. The show's almost over, and I would just submit to you that there's few decisions in this world that we can make in perfect time and season that are God-ordained, God-orchestrated, that single step can change everything. And I just will tell you that money impacts nearly everything in your life. To find the answer to the money to be able to impact everything in your life in a positive way could be one of the single greatest decisions you've ever made. And this program is not designed to take anything from you. Your financial investment is to get something to you that can have lasting effect in you and in your children's and your children's children's lifetime. For long as we tarry here, we're not home with Jesus. We must live as though He's coming now, but we must work as though He's not coming for 1,000 years. Amen? Well, can I just tell you thank you for being led by God here and being on the program. I don't ever want to see anybody I love and care for chase a paycheck again. That means you. God loves you so much, He just wants you to step in to what belongs to you in Jesus' name. I'm Damon Davis. This has been One-on-One, and we'll see you again next week.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.